I'm Rona Renner, and I'm here talking with Jason Brand about AVG Technologies' Digital Diaries series. And on this podcast, we'll change the focus a bit and look at children 0 to 2 behind the blogs, behind the tweets and posts, and think about what they need. We'll discuss how to celebrate infants and toddlers online and offline. And we thought talking about the needs of young children would be a good reminder to not let the computer, cell phones, tablets, and other gadgets dominate your time. Jason, when it comes to technology and our families, we're in new territory, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, this is really, you know, the parents, this generation did not grow up with all of these gizmos and gadgets in their lives. And, you know, clearly their enthusiasm and the rush to get involved and to show more and show more. But, you know, I mean, I guess what we're doing here today is we're just pausing and thinking about, you know, before you put that adorable picture up online, what should you be thinking about? And in this podcast in particular, what do kids really need?
It's really a good thing to focus on. And I think as a new parent, you're learning every day. It's a bit scary, especially when you're a new parent and this is your first child. There's so much to learn. And we get advice from books and from relatives and the person at the store. And basically, we learn the best we can. So it's the same thing in that way, online and offline. There's a lot we don't know and there's a lot we're figuring out. But I'd like to talk about some of the basic ingredients to raising kids. There are some real time-honored things that we do know about raising happy children. So no matter what new technologies come along, it's always important to keep these in mind.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like your insurance policy, you know? I mean, it's like, it's your backup that, you know, that we don't really know where we're heading here. This is all new territory. But if you do these things, you know, chances are that this is going to outweigh whatever kind of bumps in the road might take place throughout a kid's life.
Yeah, really important. So the first thing that I want to start with is the idea of bonding with your child. So much research has been done about the early years and the importance of the closeness you feel with children. And even if you're a full-time working parent, you can really bond with your kids in simple ways. And it really does help them feel loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I mean, I think it's simple things like, you know, do I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is check my email, you know, or do I go and kiss my baby or kiss my wife or kiss my husband or kiss my partner? It's those kind of things that I think, you know, with all the bells and whistles and all of the distraction, can I just stay focused on my family?
That's right. And, you know, if you're pushing your baby and they're sleeping and they're in the stroller, yeah, you can talk on your cell phone. But when your baby is up, make sure you have that bonding, that eye contact, that real connection. The other thing is talk and read to your child starting in infancy. You know, they may want to just put that book or that tablet in their mouth. Mm-hmm. Let them put the book in their mouth, not the tablet. But over time, they'll come to appreciate that time together and they'll learn to talk from listening to you.
Yeah. And, you know, we know so much about just attachment, like you said, and certainly cognitive development in terms of reading and kids taking their place in the world. And, you know, and then just beyond that is the love they have of your voice and the warmth you provide. And, you know, we can do that with a tablet or we can do it with a book, but it's still the same lessons that we want to be passing along.
And play simple games, you know, hide and seek and things like that. They really love to see the joy in your eyes. Eat well, feed your baby fresh fruits, take time to be outdoors in the fresh air. Those are also important things for raising a healthy child.
Yeah, and, you know, in this always-on culture, there's two choices, on or off. And so I think families, you know, just need to choose sometimes. We're just going to go offline for a while.
The other thing is reduce yelling and fighting with other family members.
Yeah, and, you know, it's stressful. It's stressful being a parent. And certainly the technology can add more stress to our lives. And I think, you know, just choosing to not always be on and to really focus on what's in front of us and what's important, that's going to be our key here.
And not let it interfere with your relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor about prevention of illness and safety.
Yeah, and there's so much information out there. I mean, I think, you know, having a good relationship with a doctor is key. And don't get freaked out when you see something and Google it, and then all of a sudden, you know, what does my kid have? I mean,
it's always the worst thing possible.
Your best resource for really getting a lot of really good information.
And the last one I want to mention is to be mindful about who watches your child. Take as much time as needed to find the right child care provider.
Yeah, and, you know, just make sure that you and the child care provider are in sync in terms of your values about how much time your child should be spending in front of a screen.
You know, online we celebrate young children in many ways, putting pictures up, tweeting about a child's first steps, and sharing a picture of babies in utero. These things can bring joy to a grandma like me and to parents. Just do these things with thought and consideration. And I think that find balance in your life. I think that's one of the key things here.
Yeah, we're all just struggling to figure out what balance is right now. And I think for this, enjoy, especially when your children are so young, enjoy the time with them offline, and certainly use online to make it more meaningful. And check your settings, do some research, and give thought to where and who you want your baby pictures shared with.
Thank you, Jason Brad.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research. And for family safety, check out avg.com/avg-family-safety.